Is the stock market responding to a drop in the Purchasing Managers Index?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped by 838 points in the first 2 days of October, after a 2.6% drop in the Purchasing Managers Index. Has this triggered a downturn in the stock market? As of this taping, October 3rd, it is too early to make any conclusion about a downturn. But first, let's see what the Purchasing Managers Index measures. This index, called the PMI, is based on a monthly survey of senior executives at more than 400 companies in 19 primary industries, and it includes new orders, inventory levels, production, supply deliveries, and employment. The survey measures changes in business conditions in the manufacturing and service sectors. Let's see if the numbers support the argument that drop in PMI triggered stock market drop. It's interesting to note that the 2.6% drop in September PMI was not the first drop in index. PMI dropped by 4.1% in August, another 1% in July, 1.3% in May, and 4.2% in April. It has dropped every single month in the last 6 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped only 2 out of those 6 months. The PMI's range is from 0 to 100, with any number below 50 representing contraction. So then it has to be that the index dropped below 50 in September. No, the index dropped to 49.1 in August. During the Great Recession, the PMI started declining from 2006, while the stock market continued to rise. Dow Jones Industrial Average reached its highest level in October 9, 2007, a level that was not reached again until 2013. During the Great Recession, Dow Jones Industrial Average hit rock bottom on March 9, 2009. About 3 months after the PMI had turned the corner and started to rise. There is no question that there are some statistical correlations between the two indicators. However, when it comes to causation, at least on the downside, they are not statistically significant. While the PMI indicating slowdown has occupied so much of the news, as we have discussed on this program before, consumer sentiment index dropped significantly in August. The GDP's growth dropped from 3.1 to 2.0%. Term structure of interest rate has inverted for months now. And due to the actual and threatened tariffs, the volume of trade has dropped. U.S. exports have dropped significantly more than imports, resulting in a sizable increase in trade deficit. In the last 2 years, trade deficit has exceeded 5% of the GDP. The only other time we had a higher trade deficit was during 2002 to 2007 period. The economy is slowing down, and the stock market, which eventually represents the financial health of U.S. businesses, will respond to the facts of the economy. Well, at least that's the theory. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.